All right, looks like we are recording.
Okay.
Hey, item number three, roll call, George.
George Jerkowski, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
Sam Schwalm, present.
Greg Eddings, present.
Pam Mason, present.
All right.
And
although
it's not on here, since I am no longer on the board, a board member should be chair of this committee, and I recommend that Tom Reske take over as being chair of the committee.
Yeah, I see that. You got that already in there. Thanks so much. I volunteer. All right, item number four, new business. So what this, I'll lead this thing off, those of you who haven't got into a lot of detail here, but it has come to our attention that perhaps it's time to look for new legal services. So with my past experience, having been involved with this on another board, I was able to obtain a copy of a statement of qualifications, which you have in your hands right now. And the purpose of this meeting, of course, today is just go through this, see if anybody has any comments, final red lines. There are two documents here. There's a statement of qualification, and there's a notice to the newspaper that needs to be sent out. And of course, then we have an attorney's list. The attorney's list, I've spoken to every one of these. I'm sorry, I have not. The ones in Prescott, I have not, but I believe you have.
I spoke to Clyde, yes. They're very interested.
So I've spoken to five or six who are interested and intend to respond to our statement of qualifications.
There wasn't anybody in Rim Country that was?
No.
Couldn't find a soul. With water experience. Okay, very important.
Yes.
I guess we could discuss that. Do we believe water experience is important for us to have someone that deals with this type of stuff? I seem to think we should.
Yeah, I mean, in your list of stuff here, it talks about construction and contracts and stuff like that, which wouldn't necessarily need to be water. But
yeah.
I mean, if, like, it was discussed the other day that SRP is going to be trying to snatch up groundwater today.
Yeah.
Not somebody with that. But at that point, you might want to hire a second attorney just to pursue that.
Oh, well, I think we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yes.
If we get to it. Hopefully we don't get to it.
So,
yeah. The majority.
So I guess what I'm saying is maybe it's not as important now, but it may be
in the future. Yeah.
Well, the majority of these firms are firms that have,
multiple
a variety.
Experiences.
Yeah, multiple experiences.
I probably spoke to a dozen firms, and of the other six or seven that wished not to be included in this, said we don't have the experience. They brought it up. We don't have experience with water, so you need to go. Probably ought to go find somebody who does. It was there. Pretty much every one of those made that recommendation. So you saw my entire list.
Yeah, it's not something they want to get into.
No,
just specifically
they did not want to get into
for us.
It. That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's fair.
So.
So what I've done is I put some dates in here because I plan, if you look at the one for the paper, I've got it scheduled to be published on the April 19th and April 26th. And so I went out 4 weeks to May 17th that they would have to have their statement of qualifications into us, into Tom by that date at 2:00 on that day.
Yeah. Now on page five, Sharon, I made that the May 17, 2022 date in large, only for you, that font size.
Yeah, I can make it smaller.
Just back to regular font size.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to see it so that, because we hadn't had a date in there yet, right?
Right.
So when we've done this before, we had two finalists come and talk at a board meeting. So is that going to be part of this as well?
We didn't the last time. We didn't have them come talk to the board.
Yeah, that's because he was recommending his relative. But before that.
Well, Brown was recommending Riley Snow. I don't think they're related, but he worked with Riley. And then Brown retired, and then now Brown is back in business.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how much he's doing. I know that he was gone to Japan 1 year when I tried to get a an attorney letter for an audit, so he messaged me, but it's however the chairman decides he wants to do this.
You know, for them, I would suggest easiest just do a Zoom meeting with them, introduce themselves, that way they don't have to drive all the way here, and that would be only fair to them. Be my recommendation. So I guess the order of events would be then, once the final date is met, then, and I will have received all of the responses, and I'll submit them to everybody.
We have a meeting.
And then we have a meeting. Yeah. I'll submit them ahead of time, so everybody has a chance to read them, and then we'll have a meeting, and then make our recommendation to the full board at that point. Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees with that. Does anybody have any comment? I'm sorry, go ahead, George.
Do we want to put anything in the qualifications about having some experience with employee relation law? Because we do occasionally have issues where something could occur, and I believe we've used Riley in the past to do that, but...
I think because these are all firms, they're going to have an attorney on staff that they could recommend for something like that. I could be wrong, but I would think they would have all kinds of law covered.
It'd be easy to throw a bullet in there, I guess.
I mean, I just
tell us what your experience is with,
yeah,
with labor law as well.
Employment law,
is that what they call it now? Employment law, okay. If we can throw a bullet in there, where do we put that then? I think there was a whole bunch of...
Yeah.
Because I know Rowley, I had a few employment law questions that he was not able to answer.
Okay. No.
Well, let me get with somebody, and it wasn't even anybody in his firm, because he's a one-man show, and never did get back, and then the issue resolved when the employer resigned.
So. All right, so let's add it as a item K under item number 2, page 2. Then. We have a D, E, F, G, H, I, J, maybe K put in, okay. Describe your experience. What does your firm have experiences in?
Employment law.
And probably the biggest one under that would be the wage and hour portion of it. That's where we get into the issues with exempt, non-exempt,
yeah,
overtime, holiday pay, that kind of thing.
Okay.
All right, good suggestion.
We can add that in there.
I thought I did the last time. I read through it again. I didn't see it, so.
But it was probably just a passive mention.
Well, and the contract portion is very important, because whoever is going to be the attorney for the district is going to have to sign off on all of the USDA contracts, as well as USDA signing off on them.
What about letters of opinion, Sharon?
That's just normal business practice.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And we took out the Maricopa County.
I fixed those.
Did you find one? Did I miss one?
Yeah, it was Maricopa County, and it had mayor and.
Oh really?
Yeah. Okay. So I took those out and made it can't disclose any of the information without authority of the chairman of the board of directors.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Now, is this going to be like our other contracts where we have to take a little bit?
No.
Okay.
No. This is professional services.
Yeah, so what a statement of qualification, the way it works, if you haven't experienced it before, is they submit back based on this document why they feel they are qualified to perform services for us. And everybody, each one of these six, we'll read one each individually, and we'll determine out of that two that we felt is the best, do an interview, and then select the final one. And then, that is to say, we ask, well, you'd select them, tell them that, and then start negotiating a rate with them. And if you can't come to what you feel is a good rate from that attorney, then you go to your second selection and offer them the position.
Do you have them provide you the rate?
Yeah,
not in this document. That's a discussion you have after you've selected 1 and 2 and 3, for instance. Yeah. That's how a statement of quals work. Yeah.
Yeah. There is no fee schedule submitted with these.
Correct. That's that'd be the next step.
Yeah, and then most of the firms have fee schedules.
Yes, they do. Right. Yeah.
And they may just attach them.
They may.
Yeah.
But we didn't ask for it.
Right.
In this document.
You can't ask for it.
By state law, I don't. I've submitted on statement of qualifications for probably 15 years in my previous life, and never. And I probably do 10 a year. Never has anybody ever asked for pricing. It's only after they've selected you.
Yeah.
And then they come to you and say, okay, we want to do business with you. Show us what your hourly rate is going to be for your services.
Yeah. Well, my only thought was if you had two or three that you thought were all equal. Why would, you know, I mean, I don't know what the rate should be and what's a good rate and what's a bad rate.
Well, right now we're paying $225 an hour for everything.
That's Riley's rate.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm
he wanted $250.
But I don't know if that's good or bad.
My corporate rate when I had my business was $275 an hour for my attorney. And he was a five-man show, so he wasn't a big operation.
So the first lawyer for the district was charging $300 an hour.
Okay.
So it's in that range.
It's in that range. $250 to $300 then.
And, you know, it depends on how qualified they are, right?
If they
are really qualified. And
so they come back with us at $475, we go.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, yeah.
We don't bite the bullet.
Right.
Well, yeah, no, and I'm also, is it just strictly by hour?
This would be a T&M contract, yeah.
So strictly by hour, okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes they have charged like travel time at some lower
rate.
And mileage as well.
What we have now is inclusive.
Yeah, but that's the rate other for lawyers through the years.
We should expect that.
So you pay the same amount per hour, even on Zoom calls and all that, right? Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You don't have the travel times.
So
save on that.
Yeah.
Did we discuss minimals? If we get them on the phone and ask a question and it takes 5 minutes, we pay an hour?
Yeah, that'll be in their offering. Their financial offering.
You probably pay a quarter an hour.
I'll imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's where it's kind of bit us in the bib with Riley.
Yeah.
Every time we get a phone call, it's another.
Yeah.
How much money?
We never got a detail.
Would they hit you for an hour?
There is no detail.
It seemed like the fees were much higher than
should have been,
considering how much interaction we had. But I can't say that for sure.
Yeah, I've never seen a Riley bill, so I have no idea.
He just bills us for hours.
And I know, going forward, we're really on a limit who contacts the
Attorney.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it used to be. It was only the chairman of the board.
Two or three people calling.
Then you got a bill for $5,000.
Yeah, right. Geez, what's this?
Wait a minute. Where did all this come from?
Yeah. Normally, it's the chairman of the board that does all the contacting with the attorney.
He seems to respond.
Until he resigns. Okay, so did we want to make any other changes to the SOQ other than just the employment law?
It looked okay.
Okay. We'll finish it based on that then. Now, we'd have May 17th. It needs to be turned in by May 17th. And then we would schedule the meeting. At least have a couple people to open them all together and then distribute to the
rest
of the members.
Well, how about if I receive them, then on May 17th after close, I email them all to you. Would that be acceptable?
I normally, when I did all of the engineering contracts, I had George come in and we opened them together.
Yeah.
Just so that we had two people.
Make sure they have all the requirements met.
Yeah.
Because some of them wouldn't add certain things, and you have to go back and say, you're not meeting all our requirements yet. We don't know these answers. So.
Yeah. Right. That's why I would suggest to you that after the close of at 2 p.m. on the 17th, I will have received 60 emails after 2 p.m., then I forward all 6 emails to everybody sitting here. That way everybody has a chance to read them before we sit for a meeting.
Okay. Okay. I think that works.
Yep. How's that sound?
That works, Sam?
Yeah.
And then a week later we meet or whatever to go through them.
So I digress for a second, excuse me. When Riley sends us a bill, how does he send it to us?
He emails it.
And does it have specifics or is it pretty much?
No.
No, see, that's a concern I have too.
You want a detailed bill?
I mean, it doesn't have to be super detailed.
You want a breakdown.
I want at least a breakdown what you spend your time on. Yeah. So, okay.
It's difficult because they're thinking on disclosure, you know, and confidentiality and that type of stuff. So they don't put very much in their bill either.
Yeah, but to keep track of their time, they're keeping that detail.
Obviously, yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, in fact, my last bill from my attorney 6 months ago when I was finally closing out my business, that exact thing happened where it was like 8 items and one of them was spoke to Claire. You know, for 45 minutes, whatever, I go, oh, I don't know any Claire. So I sent the bill back to them. I said, oh, yeah, that was meant for that business. I'm sorry. We inadvertently put their information or their.
And then also what he was talking about, because I'd like to see, and I'm sure the chairman would like to see, if we're getting a bill from this new lawyer and it's saying Jamie down here and John has called him and everything, we want to know.
Right.
Those people shouldn't be doing that.
Well, yeah. Call how long and maybe just talk. Yeah.
I would think that could be part of the negotiation.
The discussion.
The first lawyer had itemized bills because we did an FOIA or whatever it is on it.
And presumably you have a handle on who makes calls to the lawyer, too.
Well, again, we'll focus it through.
We'll know then.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
That'll be policy.
Yeah.
On a side note, I'm leaving on the 29th of May. You're going to have all this sorted by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going to England? Finally.
I'm going to do the Queen's Jubilee.
Okay, then we'll plan on having it posted on the 19th and 26th in the Payson Roundup, and we will also post it. It should say in here that they can go to our website. Maybe it doesn't.
I thought it was on your...
Maybe I better look up the new one.
It says submitted in electronic format to Tom.
Yeah.
Let's see. Somewhere in there, I thought you had said be posted on our website.
It says, yes. Copies of the statement of quality criteria may be obtained by calling the district office and asking for contact information. Okay. What we'll do is we'll add in there. You can also find this information on our website.
Post it on our website, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got the original where it has your name. That's been changed?
Yes, I changed it to Tom.
And so we're going to try to make this official by the start of the new budget year?
Actually, June 1st.
June 1st, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but you'd have to have a board meeting, right?
The board meeting is May 26th.
Would you be so kind?
Yeah, but he was saying that he'd be the first
year. Yeah.
Okay.
I could change it to July.
Maybe let it coincide with
the fiscal year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I won't sign this one either then.
No. No, I'll move it another month.
That will be the chart. Yeah, I don't think we need to be too aggressive with the date.
No. Okay, we...
I think that was me.
Well, mine went for a meeting, too.
Okay.
I was supposed to be in a meeting. Where am I?
Name an email, if you would, so I have it.
Okay.
And then I guess we have to do a call to the public for any comments.
Call to the public, but seeing there is no public, we'll
there
move.
Is public.
Oh, there is actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that. Anyone in the public wish to comment?
Hopefully Dave didn't mute everybody.
I heard the name, what?
Dave, did you mute all, or can they talk?
It should have.
We We have
they're red right now, so they're not muted. Or they can unmute themselves, I should
okay.
Be.
Okay.
Yes.
So Lily or Don or Gary, do you have any comments from the public?
No.
All right, we'll take the silence as there's no comments. Okay.
That completes item number 5. And item number 6, motion to adjourn.
I make the motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second it.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is closed.
All right, Dave, you should have down.